Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin Amud Beis that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person was responsible, was obligated to immerse himself in his kelim in a mikveh before Yom Tov, said he and his vessels and his utensils and his kelim will be tahor on Yom Tov. Now the Torah forbids a person who is tameh to enter the Beis HaMikdash or to eat any holy foods. Since there is a mitzvah for a person to go to the Beis HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and bring karbanos there and eat their meat, a person therefore has to make himself tahor for Yom Tov, so that he's going to be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash and eat the holy meat of the karbanos. His kelim must be tahor as well, that they may be used for eating this holy meat. Based on this, our Mishnah is going to discuss what to do when Yom Tov falls on a Sunday and the day before Yom Tov is Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Chol Yos Achar Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls on the day after Shabbos, meaning on Sunday, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Matbilin Es HaKol Milifnei HaShabbos. You got to immerse everything, whether yourself, whether your vessels, your utensils, before Shabbos, meaning on Friday. Immersing them on Shabbos and Yom Tov is forbidden. It resembles the notion of being misakin a kli, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, that immersing people in utensils that are tummy makes them fit for uses that were previously prohibited. For example, utensils that are now tahar may be used to hold a holy meat, carbon meat or truma, a purpose which they were unfit for before they were tahor, and therefore it's similar to the appearance of misakin kli, of fixing something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says kelim milifnei Shabbos, utensils must be indeed immersed before Shabbos for the reason that we just described, because it's like misakin kli, literally fixing a vessel. The adam b'Shabbos, but a person may immerse himself on Shabbos because doing so does not give the appearance of being misakin a kli, as the Bartanura points out. Beis Hillel reason and assume that when a person immerses himself, he appears to be merely cooling off or enjoying a bath and not actually making himself tahor. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Now, although Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree as to whether a person may immerse himself on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, they agree about the laws of immersing tamei water on these days. Now, first of all, tamei water is made tahor through the process of hashaka, literally bringing into contact with something, kissing. An open container of water that is tamei is lowered into a mikvah until the water in the container slightly touches the water in the mikvah, and through touching the mikvah water, it is transformed into part of the mikvah, and it's therefore going to become tahor. Based on this, the Mishnah says, "Veshavin shemashikin es hamayim bekli even lataron." They agree. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you may bring tamei water that is in a stone vessel into contact with mikvah water to make the water tahor. Because making water tahor does not seem like you are being misakin a kli. The container must be made of stone because stone utensils do not become tamei. Of all, but says the Mishnah, lo matvilin, we may not put the tamei water into the tamei vessel and then immerse it, and thereby purify the kli along with the water, because you're not allowed to purify a kli on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as we described and learned in the previous Mishnah. Although the Chachamim permitted purifying tamei water on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they did not allow someone to take advantage of this kula and purify his kli at the exact same time. Finishing off the Mishnah, matbilin migav legav, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can immerse a kli in order to make it, to take it from being tahor for a less holy purpose to being tahor for a more holy purpose. And since immersing it in the mikvah in this way simply increases its level of tahara and does not change the utensil from tamei tahor to tahor, it does not resemble being misakin kli. So for example, if the kli had been immersed before Yom Tov for the purpose of using it with truma, and then on Yom Tov its owner immerses it again, so that it can be used with kachim, with really holy meat, which is a more holy than truma, that would be allowed. Ume chabura lechabura. And similarly, you can immerse a utensil when taking it from one group that is gathered for the Karban Pesach to another group that is going to eat the Karban Pesach, because such an immersion in the mikvah does not actually change the status of the utensil at all. The Mishnah is referring to someone who immersed a tamei kli before Yom Tov for the purpose of using it to eat the Karban Pesach with one group. Like we learned earlier, the Karban Pesach was eaten by a chabura, by a group of people. He then changed his mind and decided to join a different group. He doesn't have to immerse the kli a second time. Therefore, if he wants to go beyond the requirements of lefnei mishur hadin and immerse it again, he may do so, but he doesn't have to do so. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis taught us that when Yom Tov falls on Sunday, Beis Shammai says, then in that situation, you must immerse everything, whether it be people, whether it be Kalim, before Shabbos, meaning on Friday, because it seems like you're bringing Misak and Kli, which you're fixing a Kli, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, says the Mishnah Vesil, was of the opinion, no, that only utensils, that must be done on Friday, but people doesn't give off the appearance of being misakinically, and therefore people can immerse on Shabbos itself. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel taught us that both Bishamay and Basil agree that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you can bring Tameh water that is in a stone kli into contact with mikvah water to make the water tahor, because the making water tahor does not resemble being misakin a kli, fixing the kli, and this container must be made of stone because stone utensils do not become Tameh. But the Mishnah said you're not allowed to put the Tameh water into a Tameh vessel and then immerse it so that the water and the kli become tahor together. That would not be allowed. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you can immerse a kli in order to take it from being a tahor for a lower purpose to being tahor to a higher purpose. You want to take it from being tahor on a truma level to being tahor even for kachim, that you're allowed to do, because that doesn't resemble being misakan a kli. That's just a different level of tahara. And the other example the Mishnah gave was you're allowed, if let's say you're eating with your chabura, when you purify the kli for your chabura, for your group, for the Karban Pesach, and then you decided to have another chabura, so technically on a halachic level, you don't need to purify it again, but if you want to go lefnim mishur ha-seden, above and beyond the letter of the law to purify it again, there too you can purify the kli there as well, because in that situation, you're also not, it's not, doesn't appear like you're misakin a kli, doesn't look like you are coming to fix a utensil, you're simply going above and beyond what the halacha requires of you to do. Have a great day.